I love sports. I loved sports my whole life. And my favorite sport to play growing up was soccer. Played it my whole life. And I can remember a very specific time when I was about 10 years old. My team was playing in a tournament, and we had gotten to the very end. We were playing in the final, we were playing in the championship, and the final came down to a penalty shootout. This is at the very end of the game when neither team can win, and they have to go to a shootout to see who wins. And so we had gotten there, we had battled hard, we had given it our best, but then we lost. At the end of the game, we lost the shootout, and I was crushed. I was heartbroken. I went home, and my dad could tell how sad I was, how crushed I was by this. And in an attempt to console me, he gave me a plaque that had a quotation on it that somebody had given him when he was a younger man. And I want to read for you that quotation by Theodore Roosevelt. Maybe you've heard it before. "The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, who strives valiantly, who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, and spends himself in a worthy cause, who at best knows the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat." And when I got this plaque with this encouragement on it, I tell you what, it did console me. And it taught me a very important lesson about sports, but about life in general. The most important thing about competition is not necessarily winning or losing. The most important thing is whether or not you've given everything. Now, don't get me wrong. Winning is important. You go out, you play to win the game. But what's more important is that you played with heart, that you left everything on the field, that you gave it all you had. And if you look back at your life, I bet you can recognize times where you've devoted yourself to something, but you didn't quite give everything. Maybe it was a sport, maybe it was an instrument or music somehow, maybe it was a theater production, whatever it was, you didn't give it everything. And then by the end, you felt bad. You felt disappointed in yourself. You recognized that you could have done better. Or think of it this way. Have you ever done something wholeheartedly, given your whole self to it, and then at the end said to yourself, "Man, I wish I really didn't try that hard. I wish I hadn't given everything." No, of course not. We don't do that. That's not how we're built. We are meant to give ourselves totally to the things that we love. And of course, we order our loves. Some loves are more important than others. Soccer is a love for me. But higher than that is my love for my family. And higher than that is even my love for God. And so we recognize that in our love for God, we are meant to give ourselves totally. And you might be thinking right now, "Well, gosh, that's great, Father, but what does this have to do with the gospel?" I'm going to tell you. We hear this very familiar line to us. We've all heard it before. Repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. It's easy for us to see what belongs to Caesar in our lives. We pay our taxes. We follow the laws. We're good citizens. Those are important things. Jesus wants us to do those things. He wants us to be good citizens. But then the more mysterious part of this line is repay to God what belongs to God. What is it exactly that belongs to God? Well, let's see how Jesus treats the coin. He says, "Whose image, whose inscription is on this coin?" And they say, of course, "Well, it's Caesar's." And Jesus says, "Well, since this has Caesar's image on it, give it back to him. Repay to him what belongs to him." So then we apply that to what belongs to God. What do we know of that has God's image on it? Of course, from the creation story, we know that we are made in the image and likeness of God. we ourselves have his image on us. So when Jesus says, give to God what belongs to God, we're meant to realize, hey, it's me, it's myself that belongs to God. I am supposed to give myself back to God. And this is the point, brothers and sisters. We're meant to give ourselves totally. We're meant to not hold anything back. We're meant to not go halfway or part of the way or even most of the way in our love for God. No, God wants everything. He wants us to go all the way and leave nothing back. And so the question then becomes, how do we do this? How can we give ourselves totally to God? Well, we first of all start by looking at God himself. How does God give himself totally to us? The crucifix. He sacrifices himself. God himself became a human, suffered for us, died for us, rose again for us, so that we could be with him for eternity. And recognize that here at the Mass, on the altar, that sacrifice will be made present to us. The Eucharist is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. Every part of him, in other words, is made available to us through that sacrifice and through the Mass. We receive him totally. So then how are we meant to give ourselves back to him? Well, it's by carrying our cross. It's by loving him. It's by laying down our life for him every single day. And recognize, brothers and sisters, that we don't want to show up to our judgment day and wish that we had given more. We don't want to show up there and realize, gosh, I'm disappointed in myself. I wish I had given more to Christ. No, we want to get there and be able to say to him, Lord, I left it all out there for you. I gave you my whole self. I didn't hold anything back. Think about that moment, because it will come for all of us. So, brothers and sisters, when we receive the Eucharist today, let us ask the Lord to show us those places where we're holding back. Show us those places where we're not able to give ourselves fully. And then ask for the grace that you need to get rid of that, whatever it is. Because realize that nothing is as important as God. Any other love you have in your life must be subordinated to your love for God. Give yourself totally to Jesus like he gives himself over to you. Carry your cross every single day. Lay down your life for your beloved so that you will never be counted among those cold and timid souls who know not the love of Christ.